Right. I mean, England probably wouldn't even let a psychopath like me in. Right?
They already had one, Jack the Ripper. And Mad Cow Disease.
Mad Cow Disease!
That's right, it was Mad Cow Disease.
Hello, hello, and welcome to one of our recap episodes, where we go absolutely cuckoo bananas watching Degrassi The Next Generation from beginning to end. I'm your host, Keely Bell, and join me every other week with Ezra Parter as we watch these characters do whatever it takes and make it through.
Welcome back. This is Cuckoo Bananas! Exclamation point, a Degrassi Cole in The Next Generation podcast. I'm your host, Keely Bell, and I am joined with...
Hello, I'm Daniel.
You're not Daniel. Who are you?
Hello, my name is Aaron Barry.
Try one more time.
What's up, y'all? It's Kevin Smith. No, it's me. It's Ezra Parter.
Yeah.
We're doing a recap episode, so you already knew that.
Yeah, they already knew that. It's in the title. It's in the upload schedule. We finished season four.
Yeah, we did.
We finished. We're done with season four. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, before we get into the recap of these two episodes.
Oh, okay.
What have we been up to? I had my audition this week.
You had your audition.
Mm-hmm. I got a call
I
back.
I had some auditions this week too. And you got a call back, which mm-hmm. is wonderful. You're going to be tomorrow making sure that you get into the ensemble
mm-hmm.
for Legally Blonde.
I guess. Yeah, we can say it, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, can you not?
Yeah, it's fine.
Legally Blonde.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I have some friends who also got called back, so that's exciting. I would.
Oh,
like
really? Wait, I don't know this. Who?
I told you. Did I not tell you? Danica no. also got
oh,
called
yeah.
back.
That's great.
And oh yeah, and Rory got
oh, nice.
Called back.
Okay, awesome. All for ensemble.
Rory for ensemble and a supporting character.
Okay.
And Danica for Vivian.
Okay, yeah. Isn't that the character you said she'd be good for?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's very good at this.
Yeah, I am. She could like really bust out that song. But yeah, I'm excited to see if we get it.
Nice.
And it's a short rehearsal period, too, so it's not like it would be like a huge time suck. Like yeah. It will be for like 2 months. You
right,
know
but
what
then
I mean?
You get to hang with your friends. And yeah,
exactly.
Really cool.
Exactly.
My fingers crossed for all of you.
Thank you. Thank you. What have you been up to? You had some auditions.
Yeah. I'm sorry I undercut your news with that. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
I had some two commercial, one theatrical sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Where I pretended to be a chef making a big Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
What else am I up to? I think that's it, really.
Making a lot of egg salad.
A lot of egg salad and a lot of egg farts.
Yeah. Yep.
I really like making egg salad and farting.
You know, there's
Keely was looking at me like, okay, I know it's coming.
Yeah. There's a lady on TikTok mm-hmm. who also loves making egg salad, but she's like crazy. And so she'll be like the video is vertical and like on her face.
Okay.
And she'll be like, I was invited to a friend's birthday party this weekend, but they told us that about all the food that's going to be there, and I don't think I'll like any of it. So I'm making egg salad sandwiches. Insane. Absolutely insane. She would choose to eat egg salad over every other thing.
And just the assumption that nothing else could possibly be good enough to be better than egg
salad sandwich. She goes, she's one which is like, we're going to the movie today, and I thought I'd pack my family some egg salad sandwiches.
Now, is this like every video? Is it just her thing? Or is
it's her thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what other videos she posts, but the ones I see of her are always her being like, I don't think I'm going to like the food at this event, or I don't think I'll like them as much as egg salad, so we're having egg salad instead.
Wow. I'm just imagining showing up to like Thanksgiving dinner at my uncle's with an egg salad sandwich and being... Castrated was the word that came to mind. But
crucified,
yeah,
maybe
crucified,
was the correct
really,
word.
Yeah. Crucified at a Jewish Thanksgiving.
That sounds like a great American play.
thought I could bring my Christian egg salad to a Jewish Thanksgiving, but they said no.
And now I know how Jesus felt. That's why he was crucified, right?
That's right. He
had egg salad.
Look, I know that people
why we
like,
have eggs on Easter.
Oh, that explains it.
Is there anything else we went through this week?
Am I forgetting something?
I had a mental breakdown on Monday.
Well, okay, but normal week.
Yeah. No, yeah, normal week. We didn't really do much.
Yeah. Did we do something fun this weekend?
Last weekend.
Well, I know what's coming up.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday in a couple of days.
2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And on the day that this is posted, it's the day after my birthday.
Yeah. So yesterday, we went to Huntington Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a big present that you could guess if you wanted, but you don't have to.
I got another present in addition to what you got me for our party?
No, a replacement for that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know yet, so you'll be surprised because this is in the future.
Right, right, right.
We're currently on Monday, but yesterday you got a big surprise.
Yes, but we are currently on Friday recording this, so I don't know what's happening on Sunday.
Right.
But this is posted on Monday, so technically yesterday is Sunday.
Right.
And we're trying to predict the future.
That's right. I predict that within the next couple of hours, something will arrive here that I'm going to give to you on Sunday.
Okay, nice, nice, nice.
And you know what it is.
Yeah, I do know what it is.
And on Monday, you'll be pleasantly surprised that you got it yesterday.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I am supposed to write your thing today.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to write your short film.
Mm-hmm. I wrote a draft. It was bad. Keely's mm-hmm. going to fix it.
I'm going to try.
No, you're going to succeed.
And I'm like, so I'm allowed to like change whatever I want.
Do whatever you want. Okay. And then
I think that's where my brain is like, my brain is like, I don't want to fuck up the what
There's
you already
to fuck up. Yeah. Because whatever you write and whatever I write, I'm going to marry into one thing.
We're going to get married.
On paper only.
Our brains are going to get married.
Yeah.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway.
But I guess based on my own rules, the two, your draft and my draft are going to have to
live
together,
for a year. Yeah. Yeah.
Just to make sure that our drafts are actually compatible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who knows what could happen to a draft over the course of a year, you know?
Yeah. Very true. Mm-hmm. Very true. Okay. So we've got two episodes to recap.
Yeah, we do.
We should just get into this shit.
I think so, too.
All right. All right. Today we watched Degrassi, The Next Generation, Season 4, Episodes 21 and 22, Going Down the Road, Parts 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
First thoughts.
Was my prediction right? Like, yeah. Spot on?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, all of it.
You were like, I think Craig's going to have a manic episode. I think Kevin's going to tell him to go off his meds, which he didn't do, but yeah. Like that he was a big influence on.
Definitely.
On the manic episode. You thought that Kevin and Caitlin were going to have an affair.
Yep.
Yeah, you basically nailed it right on the fucking head.
Which tells me that, because that was all my joke prediction.
Mm-hmm.
So this has to just by definition be bad.
Maybe.
Because... my joke predictions are usually like they misfrizzle their way up into somebody's butthole, you know, but like this joke.
Okay. But some of your joke predictions are a little bit more realistic than
that's
that.
True. This one definitely was more realistic than usual, but yeah. I mean, I like being right. I love being right. That's one of my favorite things in the whole world, but I'm a little disappointed I was right.
Mm-hmm. We got an email.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it says, it's from Carrie. I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's either Carrie or Kari. It's K-A-R-I.
Okay.
She is a loyal listener of the pod.
Okay.
And she says, okay, only read this after Ezra has watched the season 4 finale.
Mm-hmm.
One, my hottest Degrassi take is that Kevin Smith's music guy was right. He didn't have to be such a dick about it, but really, where is that song going to fit in Jalen Silent Bob Go Canadian A?
Truly.
So true. And then you read the second one.
Okay. Two. This is what I mean when I say you have an affinity for the show, Ezra. Look at your joke predictions and look at what actually ends up happening in the show. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I nailed it.
You do. You did.
I think... I mean, yeah. I don't know what to say about it being a joke prediction versus a real prediction, but I will say, like, as we were watching the episode, I also knew what was coming. Like, when... and this isn't to say, like, I have a strong affinity for it, but mm-hmm. when... he was like, I'm going to get the plane tickets. I was like, oh, well, obviously Ashley doesn't actually want you to go and you're not going to ask her and it's going to be a problem when you finally get the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a predictable show, is I guess what I'm saying. Not always. Not always. But this plot in, or this two-part episode hit two things for me. One, it proved to me that, like, yeah, this show's pretty predictable most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's better when it's predictable.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed this. I thought it worked. I thought it made sense. I really hated a couple of things, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But yeah. I won't spoil it now. But yeah, overall, when the show tries to do a little bit less, which I do feel like this was that in a way, like obviously Kevin Smith is a lot and making a movie is a lot. So maybe that's not quite right. But when the show tries to like stay predictable and like do the next logical thing in the story, it's good. And when the show tries to do like weird things shit that like branch off of the main storyline of the season or like, are like,
or try to like be too subversive or whatever. Yes. And it's like, they don't really do it that effectively.
No.
And that's, I think, the beauty of a teen drama. Sure. Is like a lot of the predictable like tropes and storylines and things that, you know, you can breathe new life into, because the whole thing about a teen drama is that they're relatable to their audience because we've all been teenagers or we all are teenagers watching it. So it's like whenever they try to like be too out of the box or subversive, it just doesn't land as well as when they can be completely relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into the episode. Okay. I have another email for you to read at the end.
Okay. Love getting emails. This is great.
Yeah. This is actually one that we got a few months ago.
Oh, really?
And I never had you read it because I forgot.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
So we open up.
Is it Kevin Smith telling us that he's had a crush on me this whole time?
That would explain, or that wouldn't explain anything. If Kevin Smith had a crush on you, he would be very into himself.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't wear hockey jerseys anymore because I don't play as much.
Mm-hmm.
But
you guys look like the same man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't like long hair like that.
Yeah.
Like I don't want my hair to be straight.
Yeah.
I want my hair to be gay.
All right. So annoying. I look up and you are just beaming. You're so happy
it's
about
such
that.
Such a basic, stupid joke, but it felt good. All right.
Okay. We open up the episode with Alanis Morissette playing the principal of whatever school this is that is in the movie of Jay and Silent Bob Go Canadian A. And she has this huge monologue that's just a bunch of like Canadian references and jokes. And it ends on, "You will learn the language of my homeland and you will savor my poutine." Because you're in Canada now, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
And then we cut. And we reveal that we're on the set of Jay and Silent Bob Go Canadian A. And Kevin is directing. And we open up to like, oh, these are all the... A lot of our Degrassi kids are kind of playing extras or small parts in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like Ellie gets a full role.
Mm-hmm.
Manny gets a full role. Paige gets a role. Who else? I think that's it.
They get like full roles.
Yeah,
like a lot
speaking
of
roles.
Background people.
Toby's in the background. Emma's in the background. They have like a lot of the students just kind of like hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Mewes keeps flirting with innocent teenage girls. And it's a real big problem.
It's disgusting.
Throughout both of these episodes.
And we're going to get to it. But in the show, Kevin Smith pulls him aside and is like, "Hey, man, you got to stop doing this." And it's like, then don't have written it.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to address it as if like, "Hey, this is a problem. We got to stop."
Mm-hmm.
Then don't, unless you're trying to like make a PSA, which you're not,
right.
Then what the,
like, I think
it's not, I guess. Okay. Maybe in the year 2006 or whatever. I don't know when this
was.
Okay,
four
was
or five.
That's close. Yeah. Maybe then it was more like, "Oh, it's funny that we're joking about doing this." But I don't even think so.
No. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. They were like, "Oh, it's funny to joke about an adult man hitting on teenage girls, but one, none of the teenage girls are falling for it, and two, it's not quote unquote serious. Like it's not like a character that's like Jason Mewes is playing like a bastardized version of himself."
Yeah.
So
right.
It's like, I don't know.
I think there is a way to do it where the character is obviously gross and mm-hmm. this is like an expression of their grossness. But Jay is a hero in all these things.
Jason Mewes is not a hero in these episodes.
No. Jay in Jay and Silent Bob.
Well, yeah, but all of the hitting on teenage girls is happening off camera.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Whenever he's hitting on like Manny or Ellie or whatever, Jason Mewes is off camera. This is Jason Mewes as a person.
Right.
But
right,
so
right.
Jay, the character.
He's also doing it, but Jason is taking it too far.
Yes. But also Jay, the character is like, I'm assuming this like.
He's dating Manny.
Yeah. Like I'm assuming in this movie, I don't watch Kevin Smith movies. I've never seen a Jay and Silent Bob movie. But.
He's not a high school student.
I'm assuming like the joke is it's like a 21 Jump Street situation.
It's more of a Billy Madison.
I don't know that.
Like they are adults who have to go finish grade 12.
Yeah.
In order to get they couldn't finish. They never got their diploma in the U.S. So they're coming to, and they weren't allowed to. So they come to Canada to get their.
That's Billy 12. Madison.
No, that's this movie.
Oh, OK. I was like, wait, that's not just the same film.
Billy Madison he didn't graduate high school. So his dad makes him take every grade within a 2 week period.
Oh, my God.
He does all 12 grades.
Wait, that's so funny.
Year. Yeah, it's a great movie. Billy Madison is a great movie. Yeah, let's watch it. Yeah, there is some of the. Well, no, the flirting is between him and a teacher, so it's not.
But he's her student.
Right. She doesn't go for it.
Oh, okay. For a while. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Double standards. Scene. Double standards.
No, because he's an adult man.
But he's also her student. It doesn't matter.
He is not her student anymore when they.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's a little better.
A little.
So anyway, Jason Mewes keeps flirting with teenage girls and it's a problem. And then we go to Caitlin interviewing Kevin and he's so in love with her.
Oh,
he's just flirting just needlessly.
And I said this halfway through one of the episodes, but let me say it right now. Kevin Smith is an incredible actor.
He's so good.
I did not realize that because like his roles in his own movies don't show that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's so good.
He's very good. Very good. I really... Honestly, I have been on record as saying that the Kevin Smith arc for Caitlin and for this show is like one of my least favorite things. And I was really angry about it. And this time I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was even a moment there where I was kind of rooting for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? I've never in my life liked the idea of Caitlin and Kevin Smith.
Oh, I definitely liked it.
And yeah, now I'm watching it and I'm like, no, I get it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it as much as I used to, which
is
crazy.
I think it's my favorite thing they've done on the show.
Interesting.
Yeah, because like, Kevin's right. Caitlin doesn't belong doing the thing she's doing. He admires her from his youth, like from knowing her when he was younger. He's like, man, she's so badass and cool doing all this global news stuff, working on actual issues. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
And now she's not doing it. And he's like,
why? Yeah. So, yeah, they really, this rewatch has really, it's so interesting to watch a show over and over as, you know, you grow with life and then like see how your opinion changes on what you've seen.
Yeah.
Like it is very strange.
I kind of rewatch Rugrats because I feel like I don't really have like a full appreciation of Phil and Lil's relationship, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'd understand it better as an adult twin.
You don't have a twin.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Yeah. So then he's just flirting real hard with her.
Uh-huh.
And my next note is Liberty loads up her plate with pickles, .. gratis.
She takes so many pickles. It's insane.
They're getting food from Crafty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she just like loads up her plate with pickles.
Like almost all the pickles.
Mm-hmm. And Ashley goes, you know, you can buy those in a jar, right? And Liberty's like, why would I? When I can get them for free here. Gratis.
Yeah.
And it's so true.
It's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And
I don't know why you want to eat that many pickles in one meal, but go off, King.
Maybe she means to take them home. Like she might have like a little baggie and put them in the bag.
I mean, yeah, brilliant. It usually takes actors a while to understand that they can steal from Crafty, but no, first go for Liberty. I love it.
Yeah, she's smart. So then Craig and Ashley are going down the Crafty line as well. And Spinner is catering the shoot with the Dot, and he got Jay a job there too. This is going to get real confusing when we've got... wait, let me suck that up. This episode is not confusing because Jay Hogarth is barely in this episode. But in the film Degrassi Goes Hollywood in season 8, both Jason Mewes and Jay Hogarth are big parts of that movie. And I'm like, that's going to be real confusing to talk about if we ever talk about it. But anyway, Craig goes off on Spinner because he's like, I would rather eat my left arm than eat food from you, asshole, because of the Jimmy thing. He just kind of, and then Jay threatens him and he's holding a knife and he's like, do I need to remind you I'm holding a big scary knife? And then Craig looks up to him and he's like, yeah, well, watch your fingers. And he slams one of the like lids down on the buffet. And it was like, oh my god, Craig.
And I'm like, okay, so wait, my predictions were wrong. We're actually gonna get a Jay fights Spinner episode, and then I mean not
a
Jay,
Craig fights Spinner.
Craig fights Spinner episode, and then we fully did not.
No, because it was just showing that Craig is kind of going, he's going into a manic episode.
He's tightly wound.
And Ashley asks if he took his pills that morning, and he hates when people ask that because it's embarrassing to him. But I will say, I missed one pill on Sunday, and then I went crazy on Monday. So
yeah, and you came clean to me about not taking the pill. And I really, I didn't even think to ask you because you're good at it.
But it is also, it is a very invalidating experience when you are feeling these really extreme feelings and then you're like, oh, wait, I missed a pill or whatever. It's like you don't want to admit it because it's like, well, then that's just telling, that's just telling the world and me that I'm, that that what I'm feeling isn't real, which sucks.
Yeah, I think that's not it, though. Like Craig and you both are feeling real feelings. It's just your ability to regulate your response to them is what you, the pills help.
Yes, for sure. But it's hard to see that in the moment.
Absolutely.
There's actually a really good character named Eli who comes way late in Degrassi. He comes in season 10.
Okay.
And he also has bipolar disorder.
Okay.
And there is an episode where Eli is on his meds. And he is dealing with a breakup with from his girlfriend. And he's having these like extreme emotions. And everyone around him, his dad, his friends, are all asking him, are you off your meds? Like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm on my meds. I'm fine. He goes to his therapist. And he's like, maybe I'm having a manic episode. Maybe I'm going crazy. And his therapist is like, no, it just seems like you're a teenage boy going through a breakup. You can, you're allowed to have feelings. And it's like, that is like such a good plot line in general. But it's like such a... an interesting way to look at mental illness, because it's like being mentally ill, you do like question your emotions and your feelings all the time. It's like, is this real or is this my mental illness? But in this moment, Craig is like, I'm taking my meds, I'm fine, but he is probably having a manic episode.
Well, I think
that his meds are not suppressing.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like he is having a real reaction to a thing. And later when he chooses not to take his meds, he's like, let's do the episode. Let's have the manic episode. But in this moment, he's like, the, his body is like saying, hey, we could go off right now. And his meds are like, no, you can't. And then he, by not taking the, his meds later, chooses the episode.
Kind of. I think what's happening is that Craig is too, is he gets really frustrated with everybody depending, or everybody, you know, it feels like to him, all the people around him are like, they think that he is who he is because of his meds. And he, I think when he chooses, quote unquote, chooses the episode or like throws his pills away, is saying like, I'm more than my medication. I'm fine, which is classic mentally ill mistake.
Right, totally. Like, you don't heal, or healing is not the right word I want to use. You don't remove the mental illness. That is part of you. You just have to learn how to treat it. And hopefully this is the last time he has to learn that lesson. Probably not.
Yeah. So then we go back to the movie. Manny is playing a character named Apollonia, who is a cheerleader, and Jason Mewes is in love with her. Ellie is playing a goth girl who she is like apparently from 1986 because she's like not what a goth looks like in 2005. And then she comes off the set and talks to Craig, trying to cheer him up about Ashley leaving, but mm-hmm. he's not happy about it. And Kevin is like, you are too sad. You don't need to stick around here and write music for my movie. You can do that from anywhere. You should follow your girlfriend to London. Mm-hmm. And Craig's like, yeah, I should follow my girlfriend to London. Mm-hmm. So then he goes and is in the media immersion room and is looking at tickets to London. And then Caitlin comes in and she's like, oh, I didn't see anything. Like, as if he's watching porn in the school.
She's like, stepmother coming in, close any windows.
And like, he's like, what? You can't even access porn here. And that's like, yeah, because he's tried.
right.
But he's really looking at tickets, at plane tickets. And she enables him. She's like, yeah, I think a summer away would be good. I think you should go to London. Mm-hmm. And so then she's at work and she's in the editing bay figuring out what clips they're going to use from the Kevin Smith interview in their episode. And so she works. So it's not Ryan's Planet anymore, or it's not Ryan's Planet, what she works for. She works right. for a local news station. And this segment is local heroes.
Yeah.
So she goes around and interviews people who are making a difference in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And so she's there with Tomas, who used to be her friend.
Yeah.
Tomas used to be a cool dude, but I guess not. She is like, she wants to use the like real moments from Kevin, but Tomas is like, he's not being funny. He's not being juicy.
He's not being celebrity gossip enough.
Yeah.
Understand. And she's it's like, called well, local heroes.
Yeah, and she's like, well, that's not who he is.
And also, it's not what local heroes could possibly mean.
Well, I think maybe he's expecting to have something juicier within local heroes because they have, this is like probably the most big celebrity they've had.
Sure, but
on there.
I don't understand what he's trying to do. Like,
yeah.
You're not producing The View, dude.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't understand.
So she gets frustrated with him, and then she answers a phone call. And it's clearly a phone call that's going to change her life because she goes, hi, yes, this is she. Which is classic TV for mm-hmm. this phone call is about to change your life, babe. Mm-hmm.
One of the new Herald teams at UCP is called This Is She.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I love that.
I thought you'd like it.
So then she comes home. And she reveals to Joey that while they're making dinner, that phone call was actually from Los Angeles. Just mm-hmm. the town. Just the city. Mm-hmm. Not a specific person.
Yeah.
Just LA.
It's Los Angeles. They want to revive Ryan's Planet.
And they want her to move to LA. Mm-hmm. Now, here is where my issue comes.
Mm-hmm.
Joey was wanting Caitlin to leave before when she had an opportunity to go travel.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't.
Yeah, why?
I think maybe, this is how I've conceptualized it in my mind, is that this is indefinite. That one had a clear cutoff. Mm-hmm. Like she was spending, I think, 9 months traveling. Mm-hmm. This one, it's like, well, her TV show is going to get picked up, you know, season after season after season. She might not be there forever. She might be there forever.
Yeah.
And he can't leave Toronto because he has the car lot and stuff.
So?
He can't just open a new used car dealership. That takes years to build up.
No, but if she's got a good job, he obviously loses money every fucking day at that car lot. Just sell the car lot and go to LA, you idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But so he is, he's like, oh, well, it's great to be asked. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, but he's glad that she doesn't actually want to go.
She said that she was like, of course I said no. And he's like, oh, good. Okay. Hey, it's nice to be asked, but nice. And I'm doing Joey face.
Yeah. And she's yeah. like, you know, I've got a family here. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Caitlin is constant. And this is like, I love Caitlin. This is her like fatal flaw. It's like she continually dulls her shine mm-hmm. just to, you know, have a, just to be loved and have mm-hmm. like, and I think from what I know of the old series, I think like she had some family problems as a kid. Mm. And so now she's like, she just wants that nuclear family like kind of like security, but sure. she's that's not who she is like as a person. She's not the kind of woman who that is built into her career. Her mm-hmm. career involves instability, which sucks. Women can't really have it all, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's exactly the takeaway, but, but I mean, I just
no think, I think it is.
I feel like she is yeah I don't know I don't
no
know
yeah she's that. Dulling her shine because yeah. she thinks that she needs to have like a life that is what most would consider, you know, normal. Mm-hmm. But it's always at the expense of her career and her desires. And Joey doesn't notice that she's doing this. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of like, yeah, well, this is who we are now. We're in our mid-30s and we have a life and a family. And yeah, we can't just be moving to LA willy-nilly, which is also understandable.
I guess. His life there sucks.
We don't see what else he's got there. He's got right. his best friends.
We
he's
don't
got,
see any of his side pieces.
Yeah. We don't see, like, you know, maybe Angie really needs to go to this specific elementary school.
That's true.
Go ahead.
You don't think he's fucking the cars, do you?
I mean, he was really excited to give away 2 SUVs in one day.
That's true. He was.
That's like a 4-way with for him.
You don't think he's getting cucked by these car owners he's selling cars to, do you?
That's
he's into it?
That's what he's into. He sells the cars and then he's like, oh yeah, take my car.
I'm not a cuckold. I'm a car cold.
Wait. We've come up with something.
We wrote
here.
A sketch.
We wrote a sketch. He's like, yeah, take my car. Yeah, that car is so used. Anyway, Caitlin then brings up that Craig has a question for him and that he should listen at least. So then they go to the garage, my favorite set piece of the show, and they see Craig in there, and Craig lets Joey know that he found a music school in London that he can go to their summer program
mm-hmm.
and spend the summer with Ashley. And credit would go to the next school year, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all planned out. He thought of it with Caitlin. And Joey's like, 6 months ago, you were hospitalized. Why would I let you leave the country without parental supervision?
Mm-hmm.
And Craig's like, because you love me?
God, you never listen to me, Dad. And he's like, yeah, that's... I'm trying to be better about being attention to you because you got hospitalized.
Yeah.
So probably stay around, please.
And he storms off and he's like, yeah, they wouldn't even let a crazy guy like me into London anyway. They already had a psycho, Jack the Ripper. And what was the other one? Jack the Ripper and mad cow disease, which was so funny.
Incredible.
So then he storms out and Joey and Caitlin are like, ay, what are we going to do with this teen? So then we cut to they're filming the movie and Paige is in the movie and she is playing herself just like a popular blonde bitch and she's bad. Paige is not a good actor.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. And she limps off because her leg, as we remember from last episode, was broken.
I completely forgot. And then when she started walking weird, like you could only see it at the top of her body. I was like, what? Oh, and then we reveal the leg. And I'm like, right.
It was a very so funny moment.
Yeah, that was really funny. It's fun to laugh at people who have hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. So then Jason Mewes makes fun of Kevin for his crush on Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And Caitlin thanks him for setting up the call from L.A., you know, mm-hmm. general L.A., about reviving Ryan's planet. And he's like, yeah, you're welcome. But then she tells him that she's not taking it. And he's like, what? And she's like, well, because I have a family here. You know, I can't just leave. And he's like, wow, I really went out on a limb for you and you just snapped it. Cool. Nice. Mm-hmm. And so then we go to Caitlin's work and Tomas took the Kevin spot away from her so that he could edit it however he wanted and make it seem, you know, trashier than she would have wanted.
Yeah. Cut out all the substance. And
yeah.
We don't know what it would end up being because I don't know what he said, but
yeah,
it she's not having it.
Yeah. She's not having it so much that she fucking quits.
Yeah.
She quits. She's like, you know what? I quit.
Maybe Caitlin's having a manic episode.
I think she might be. So then Craig is at the mall with Jimmy writing his song for the movie. Mm-hmm. And Joey shows up and is like, I'm sorry for not trusting you. I'm trying to be better about not holding on to you so tight because I know you're not crazy. Here's some plane tickets. And he hands the plane ticket to Craig and is like, there are conditions though. I'm calling the music school to, you know, let them know of your condition. You have to check in with Ashley's dad. Like, there's mm-hmm. a lot you're gonna be heavily monitored while you're there. Mm-hmm. And Craig is so happy. He's so excited.
Yeah.
And then he goes to Ashley's, where she is packing to leave. And he reveals to her that, well, I won't have to wait to see you for too long because I am coming with you. And she's like, what? And he's like, I'm coming with you. And she's like, no, you're not. And he's like, what? Why? And she's like, well, we agreed that I could do this on my own because I need some space. And then Ashley reveals what she has been bottling up for half a season, which is that she's been feeling like basically Craig's babysitter for mm-hmm. the last 6 months and would have loved to have a chance to be away from him and yeah. not deal with being worried about whether or not he's on his meds or worried if he's having a manic episode or whatever. She mm-hmm. needed like a little break from the worry of being with Craig.
Which I will say, on the one hand, I'm like, okay, I get where this is coming from, Ashley. But on the other hand, I'm like, if you need a break from Craig, I don't think you actually do love him.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So don't say that bullshit.
I agree.
Just say what you feel.
Yeah.
You won't have problems.
And she is like... And he's like, what? And so she basically is like, even if you do come to London, I'm not hanging out with you. And that solidifies it for me that she doesn't actually want to be with him.
No, clearly not.
Yeah.
And that sucks because she'll never do any better. She sucks so much.
I'm trying to think. Do we see her do any better?
Do we see her again?
We see her again.
Oh.
I can't say.
Okay. I'll say, like, the way I feel about her is the way she feels about Craig. I need a break.
We're going to get one.
Thank God.
we're going to get a break from Ashley.
Okay, good.
It's great. So then she basically breaks up with him. She's like, I'll see you in September. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when she says, like, basically, like, even if you do come to London.
She does email her, so I don't think it's a breakup.
Right.
But it is.
Right. What I gather from this whole part of the conversation is her going, even if you do come to London, I am not seeing you.
Yeah.
So I will see you in September. Email me. Mm-hmm. Until then.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up.
It's so awful. Also, you have phones.
Yeah.
Like, you could call.
No, she doesn't want to talk to him.
I guess there's international calling at the time.
Ah, that too.
That would have sucked. That would have been expensive.
Yeah.
Cheaper than a plane ticket, but expensive.
Yeah. So then Caitlin goes out drinking with Kevin and she is just ragging on her job, ragging on it. She's so drunk and Kevin's not. He's like, all right, slow down there, lady. And she's like, and how does this is the most convoluted dialogue ever, where she's like, where he says something about like being on the Kevin Smith train or something. And she's like, who is on the Kevin Smith train? And he's like, is this your weird way of asking me if I'm involved with anyone? And he's like, no, it's my way of asking if you're gay. Clearly he's not gay. He's been flirting with you for 2 episodes straight, Caitlin. Yeah,
I think that was a weird like
flirtation.
Flirt. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might be how women used to flirt back in the day. Like, are you gay? Are you gay?
Gay, or do you want to suck these tits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, can it be both?
I did see a TikTok the other day where a gay guy was like, look, if I don't find a man, I'm marrying a woman. And it was really funny.
Just not wanting to be alone.
Yeah, it was really funny. So then she and Kevin's like, I am actually very single, but I've been waiting for the iris. And this scene is like, this is the scene that kind of had me rooting for them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's
a really good scene.
I mean, Kevin Smith does a good rom-com.
Yeah. And he's like, well, it's, and she's like, what is the iris? Or no, she's like, you're engaged to a woman named Iris and I'm here hitting on you. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what? No. It's, the iris is like when in a Chaplin film, when the film starts going to that little circle, and then she's just like staring at his mouth, and mm-hmm. he's like, and it zeroes in, and did you say you were hitting on me? And then she kisses him mm-hmm. right on the lips,
and then she immediately is like, oh no.
Yeah.
And gets out of there.
Which like, is
what
and now that I think about it, exactly what she did to Joey. She's like, oh, and then she leaves.
Her lips know what she wants before her brain do.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so then she kisses him right on the mouth, and then she like runs out of the bar. Mm-hmm. So then Craig and Joey are sitting on the couch, and Joey wants to know the details, like, oh, when's Ashley gonna meet you? And Craig's like, and Joey's like, she was happy to know that you were coming to London, right? And he's like, Yeah, she was ecstatic. Great.
All this happiness is making me so tired. I'm going to go upstairs. Yeah. And Joey's like, that's normal. That's good. That's good.
And you were like, why would he lie? And I'm like, you know why he would lie, because he's having a manic episode.
I just.
And Craig is like, the lies to Craig are like, hit, because like, as we know from his mania, from what we've seen before, mm-hmm. He gets something in his brain and he's just like, no, this is real. This is what's happening. This is mm-hmm. real. And so in his brain, if Ashley's happy for him, that's happening. That's happening.
But I don't think he believes it.
No, he doesn't believe it in this moment, but he's
he ever believes that.
Well, think of back when in Ashley's dad's wedding.
No, but I'm talking about this plot.
Yes. In this plot, it's very much, it feels like more of a hope than a belief.
I don't know. I feel like that was just an outright lie because he doesn't want to
admit,
have a real conversation.
I see that. So then Caitlin comes home and falls onto Joey and kisses him. And she's like, marry me. And he's like, what? And she's like, marry me. And he's like, okay, I thought you'd never ask. And I'm like, knowing what comes, I'm like, so sad.
But why did he think she'd never ask is my question.
I mean, it's just a turn of phrase, honey.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it is. That's what people say.
I know, but it felt real.
I think it was just a turn of phrase.
I don't think so.
I think
he thought that she'd never ask because they never really were good.
Mm-hmm. No, I think he, maybe they weren't in a rush to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she just randomly was like, let's do it, he was like, oh, well, I thought you'd never ask. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it was foreshadowing that it wasn't going to work.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. There's that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So.
Then
we go upstairs with Craig, and Craig looks in the mirror, has his pill that he's about to take before bed, and he goes, you know what? Fuck these pills.
He's looking at the pill like, should I bite it?
That's what you said. You were like, take a bite. But instead, he throws it right in the trash, mm-hmm. along with all the other ones in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, Joey is like seeing him off. They're loading up the taxi. And he's like, all right, call me as soon as you get there. And Craig's like, stop worrying, I'm fine. And Joey's like, all right, well, have a good time. And Craig's like, thanks. He gets in the taxi and he goes, and he closes the door and he immediately goes, we're not going to the airport.
There's been a change of plans.
There's been a change of plans. And you were like, he sounds like he's like in the mob.
Yeah. I was like, the plan is now we're going to the docks and you're going to swim with the fish.
And then that's the end of the first episode. It's the to be continued on the taxi. Then we go to the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin is getting her hair done by Spike on the set of the movie, which, like, that's cool that Spike.
Oh, that was Spike.
Yeah.
I fully didn't recognize her.
Yeah, her hair is different.
Yeah.
It's long. Yeah, Spike was doing Caitlin's hair, and Caitlin's like, what? And Spike's like, yeah, you seem like you've got, like, you're preoccupied. And Caitlin's like, well, yeah, I'm preoccupied with wedding planning. And Spike's like, what? And she's like, oh my God, congratulations. And then Kevin comes in and he's like,
this is why I came up here, because I got to see two Canadian women hugging like Canadians do.
Yeah. And then Caitlin's like, or Spike is like, even if both of those women are taken, and he's like, well, you may be taken, Christine, but, and she's like, I don't know. Caitlin asked Joey to marry her. And Kevin's like, what?
And also, look, just because they weren't married before,
they were still together. Still
taken.
Yeah. Maybe he was just like, oh, it's not that serious until there's a ring on the finger.
Yeah, which
is true.
I don't believe in.
I do. I've been cheating on you this entire time.
Well, me too, but that's not because of that.
So then he's clearly like heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, he says, like, I must be the worst kisser in the world or something.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, it's not that. And he goes, I have a movie to direct.
Yep.
And gets out of there.
Yeah. So then.
Or no, I have to work on the first setup or something.
Yeah. So then we go over to the catering area where Spinner notices that somebody has put scrambled eggs in the microwave. Was that what that was?
No, it was on a pan.
I think. It was on a pan. Someone was making eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, Jay? And he looks around and he's like, who the fuck made eggs? And then he sees a person in a hoodie like jolt past him and he's like, oh fuck. And so then he has to like he tackles him,
the guy,
and then it turns out to be Craig.
Yeah, he thought it was Jay pulling a prank of some kind,
like, yeah,
a classic making eggs prank.
Yeah, this is how Jay pranks people. He goes to their homes, he makes scrambled eggs, and then he leaves.
And then he hides in a shadow and runs out while they can see him.
And he tackles Craig after he's been skulking around the school like a creep. And Craig is like, oh yeah, I'm just here writing music for Kevin's movie. He's letting me crash here. And Spinner's like, okay, well, first of all, I don't think he's allowed to let you crash at a public school at night. but okay. And
Spinner like kind of is like, something's up, but mostly is like, it's fine.
Yeah. And so then Spinner like apologizes about the band thing while Craig gets his eggs. He's like, oh, my eggs are ready. Cool. And Spinner's like, hey, about the band thing with Ashley, like, he's getting his like, his penance in, like, reflecting on every terrible thing he's ever done.
Right.
And he's like, look, about the band thing with Ashley, like, I'm sorry about that. And Craig's like, no, it's fine. Ashley's a virus. It's cool. And Spinner's like, no, but like, she knew what she was doing. And Craig's like, no, she didn't. She's awful and evil.
She gets in your head and she just like stays there.
Yeah.
It won't go away. And at that point, Spinner's got to be like, oh, so like, are you guys in a fight? But he doesn't say that.
He's just like, oh, okay. And so then we go to the science classroom where they're filming. And it looks like Ellie has a big role in this film.
Yeah.
She's like just hanging out. She's
like, I feel like the movie, I assume we never see the actual movie at any point.
Yeah,
it's made.
You're correct.
But it seems like Jay is choosing, like, he's dating either Ellie or Manny and throughout. And it's like, who's he going to pick?
Mm-hmm.
And then he picks Manny, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then neither of them are actually into him because they're freshmen.
No, well, Ellie graduates at the end with them.
In the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's a senior at
least. Oh, so she was like, quote unquote, age appropriate.
Yeah.
Still not age appropriate, obviously, but
yeah.
For the character.
Right.
Okay, interesting. Whatever.
Yeah, anyway, she's in the scene, Jason Mewes is in the scene, and Caitlin's in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And she is doing a bad job because she's in her head.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin's mad because he's like, okay, first of all, you lead me on. Then you come onto my set and fuck up my film. And they're going through like so many takes. It's like 30-something takes.
It started with take 35.
Crazy.
For a three-word line, there's probably should be no more than three takes.
Exactly. And so while they're filming this, Craig runs in and is like, hey, Kevin, what are your thoughts on this song? And Kevin's like, cut. Craig, I thought you were supposed to be in London. And Craig's like, nah, not right now. I just need to work this out. How does that sound? And Kevin's like, yeah, that works out fine. And then Craig leaves and Spinner's there. And Kevin's like, who are you? And Spinner's like, oh, I'm Spinner. I'm a friend of Craig. And he's like, okay, friend of Craig. What the fuck is going on with Craig? And Spinner's like, I don't know. And he's like, he's supposed to be in London. And Spinner's like, he's supposed to be here. He said you were letting him stay here. And Kevin's like, what? And so then Spinner's like, I think I need to call his dad.
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, Spinner, first hero moment in a while. Good job.
Yeah, truly.
I don't like the guy, but I'll give him credit.
Yeah. So he and Joey find Craig in the boiler room mm-hmm. writing the music. And
it's a funny moment because Craig is like working on the song and the door opens. He's like, Kevin, sweet. Thanks for coming. Oh, dad. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also I love the idea that Kevin left. I mean, I know he's going through an episode, but the idea that Kevin would leave making the movie to come be like, I wanted to hear more of that song.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Joey brings him home. And the first thing out of his mouth when he walks into the house is, did I or did I not say that Craig going to London was a bad idea to Caitlin?
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin's like, what? And Angie looks around and she goes, yeah, we're going upstairs. And she grabs Craig by the hand and walks him upstairs.
Implying that even this like 7-year-old is so used to them fighting, she knows what to do.
Yeah, that's one thing about this episode that kind of annoys me is that they kind of just throw in that Caitlin and Joey have been fighting for a long time.
I do feel like every time we see them on screen, it's not on screen, but like every episode that they're heavily featured in, there is a fight.
Well, I mean, that's because we don't see them in any of the moments that are not them either, that are not like the problems of their relationship. It's like we never see them in like the good moments.
Right. But maybe that's just because there aren't any.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, they're always allegedly always fighting. And so he's basically like, this is your fault for getting his hopes up about going to London. And Caitlin's like, well, that's because I believe in him and we see in him that he's heartbroken and needed to have something, you know, going his way. And Joey's like really mad at her. And he basically is like, don't tell me how to raise my kid. If you're really a part of this family. And she goes like, don't even pull the family card, because if it weren't for me, you wouldn't even have a roof over your head. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a good fight. It was a really good, written fight.
Yeah.
Both of their fights in this episode are really well written.
Mm-hmm.
Because they both bring up very valid points.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's hard to be like, this person's in the wrong and this person's in the right, because like, how do you like,
no, they just aren't a good match.
Yeah. It's like, how do you like, when you are a step parent, how do you not overstep your bounds while also like, you know, feeling like a part of the family?
Well, and if you're a partner to a step parent, like you have to recognize that them behaving like a parent is good.
It's good, yeah.
And you can't be threatened by that. You have to work together.
Yeah, but like that's so kind
Joey's
of...
Joey's in the wrong there.
That's always been Caitlin and Joey's thing. It's like Joe... Well, which is so weird considering like who they were as teenagers from what I can tell. But Joey's so like... He's so in dad mode all the time. And he's very like, no, this is how it needs to be. This is... He's very like strict on like parenting mode because he's really trying hard to be a dad to Craig, whereas Caitlin is a lot more loosey-goosey, a lot more understanding of people, a lot more empathetic of people. And they just, their parenting styles just do not mesh.
Yeah. And I feel like that's not uncommon.
No, but it's not.
The inability to bend on either side is the problem.
So then Caitlin runs crying to Kevin's trailer? Hotel room?
I guess trailer.
Yeah, it was his trailer, right?
His trailer, yeah.
But he's like living in it?
I guess so. also, like, doesn't she have a friend next door?
Yeah. Spike literally lives like down the street.
That I'm like, I understand. Unless you're going to Kevin's trailer to bone, which we find out they didn't do.
I wish they did.
I should have. Then I don't understand why he's the shoulder you need to cry on right now.
I think it might have been easier to go to somebody who's a more impartial party, because Spike is going to be like, Spike and Snake are going to have a lot of opinions about her relationship with Joey.
That's a fair point.
So it's like she probably just wanted to go to somebody who was only there for her emotionally rather than thinking of Joey's side.
And somebody who she knows just wants to fuck.
Yeah. Her. And somebody who's like, she knows for a fact is like pining after her. So like make her feel better.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So then Craig watched that whole fight and he like clearly is like, oh fuck, I did this. Mm-hmm. And then he like sneaks out. Mm-hmm. And he's walking and he sees a busker on the street playing drums, or not drums, but like drumming on
some pots and pans.
Yeah. And Craig brings out his guitar and starts playing along with the drumming, and they start making more money because who's going to pay just a drummer when you can have a guitarist and a drummer? Mm-hmm. And they are like, oh yeah, let's split our earnings 50-50. And it's like, uh-oh, Craig is becoming a friend of the streets. Oh, and this busker's name was Skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Caitlin comes to set the next day and thanks Kevin for the quote-unquote pep talk that he gave her, which to me, she's thanking Kevin for his mouth on her mouth for 4 straight hours, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, yeah, next time you come to my room at 2 in the morning, I'm getting to at least second base, maybe third, which means like they were making out for sure.
Why do you say that? I feel like that's what he's saying. Next time they will do that.
No, he's saying second base, maybe third. They got to first.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's another joke of Jason Mewes hitting on a high schooler.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough out here, man.
Yeah. Didn't like that.
And then there are Canadian ninjas at the movie prom. How'd you feel about that?
I mean, it fits Kevin Smith movies, and it was funny, and it was a nice diversion and change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid.
So stupid. And then while this whole fight sequence is happening, Joey runs in, and he's about to get like shanked by Kevin and Jason.
The way they shot it made it seem like it was like Joey just like stole a character's entrance.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be there.
Which was really
like,
funny.
They like had an over the shoulder on him and it was like, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm just here looking for Caitlin. And they're like, she's right over there. And he tells Caitlin that he can't find Craig. And she's like, oh, we're going to find him, you and me. They had to throw in that you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Craig and Skinny divide up their earnings and it's just, is it $2 each or?
I think $3.25
each. $3.25
each.
And they're like, that's not enough for anything.
Yeah.
And then
Skinny throws the money down on the ground and keeps, and I'm like, okay,
well that's something.
Yeah, keep that. Like, it may not be enough for a meal now, but get a little more and it will be. Yeah. What are you doing?
But then Skinny sees a guy at what, a gas station?
Yeah, a car wash.
And he's like, I have a better idea. And Craig's like, we're going to ask that guy for money. And Skinny's like, why ask when we can rob him? And Craig's like, no. And he's like, do you see how much that guy's car is worth? We can't even afford dinner. And I'm like, socialism.
Mm-hmm.
You go, Skinny. Eat the rich.
Classic socialism. Steal from the rich.
Mm-hmm. Steal from the rich at preferably gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig tries to stop him like a sane person,
mm-hmm.
even though sane is maybe not the word to use in this situation. But he tries to stop him And Skinny punches him in the face, and then they have like a full fist fight. Mm-hmm. And then when Craig's on the ground, Skinny takes his guitar.
Yeah.
He steals it. And how much did Craig pay for that thing?
$1,000, I think.
No, I think it was more than that.
Oh.
I think it was like, because remember he had $10,000 from his dad.
Yeah.
I think it might have been $4,000.
Maybe six.
Maybe six.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this is looking like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a lot of meals after that.
Yeah. And I'm like, listen, the premise is good,
mm-hmm.
but that line sucks.
Like, yeah.
You can say anything more interesting than that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, this looks like money to me. I would have liked better.
Really?
You know? It's not good. I'm not saying that that's good. I'm just, it would have been better.
I think I kind of liked the way the line was. Mm. I think where it loses me is, and a lot of meals after that.
Yeah.
So then Kevin shows up at Joey and Caitlin's house, where Caitlin is making missing posters with Angie. And he asks if they've heard anything about Craig. And Caitlin's like, no. And he's like, well, maybe if a D-list celebrity, you know.
He actually says Z-list.
Z-list. Well, that's because earlier in the episode, when he and Caitlin were fighting about whether or not she should leave Joey to be with him,
mm-hmm.
he's like, this isn't you. This isn't like, you should be going to LA and doing Ryan's Planet, not interviewing D-list celebrities. And she's like, D-list celebrities? Like you? And I'm like, well, yeah, that's exactly what he just said.
Yeah. He's like, wait, how did you try to insult me with what I said
with
about
what
myself?
What I said about myself? Yeah, I'm a D-list celebrity.
Yeah, that was a funny moment.
And so then he offers to film a public appeal so that he can use his platform to find this missing young boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so Craig sees it on TV while he's eating lunch at a homeless shelter.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating goulash. Craig loves goulash. And he's like, it's great. It's like just like mom used to make, which made me really sad.
It was sad.
Because I'm like,
I mean, it's a very sad scene.
Yeah, because Craig doesn't think about it, or he doesn't talk about his mom very much.
Mm-mm.
So he's like, no, this is great soup. This is just like mom used to make. And it's like, oh.
Poor guy.
And he looks over his shoulder and he sees Kevin talking about him, but he's not hearing it. Mm-hmm. He's just like, oh, that's Kevin Smith. I'm writing a song for his movie. And then everybody in the shelter is looking at him and looking at the picture on the...
Mm-hmm. The picture of him on the screen. And they're all like, this guy, that guy, this that guy, guy, that guy.
That guy's missing. He has people who care about him.
Yeah.
he can get out of here. So then they presumably call Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have Kevin tries to kiss Caitlin again, but gives her another pep talk. I don't know what that's.
Oh, I don't think he does.
He does. He's like, I need to try this again. And then JT interrupts them.
That's not. Oh, that's back at the school.
Yeah. I don't know why they are at the school. Maybe they were just filming the thing there.
Cause she goes back to the school to like thank him for helping.
Yeah.
But in between that, Joey brings him home.
No, I have that next. Yeah. I think she goes back to the school first.
Oh, so we cut away from, we don't see him get rescued.
Yet. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
It doesn't feel right to me.
It doesn't feel right because it's like, well, it is what happened because it's in my notes. Mm-hmm. But I think it's weird for Caitlin to have gone to him before they've officially found Craig.
Right.
Well, maybe they called Joey and then Joey's like, he's at this shelter. They're going to hold him there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get him. And then Caitlin was like, I need to go thank Kevin.
Yeah.
That would make
sense. Maybe.
So she goes over to Kevin and she's like, thank you for your help. And then Kevin goes to try and kiss her again. But JT, who first line in the episode, only line in the episode, turns out he's been like PAing
for
the movie.
So.
I'm like, wait, this is a great plot line.
He's got the, I would have loved to see JT as a PA.
Me too.
He's got the earpiece on and everything. He's like, second ID needs you.
Yeah. And he cock blocks them essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So then Joey finds Craig at the shelter and Craig is very out of it. He's only thinking about his guitar. He's mm-hmm. like, Joey, you can help me get my guitar. He's not even like, hey, Joey, you found me.
Right.
And Joey's like, what happened to you? You're bloody. Like, I'm so sad for you and scared
mm-hmm,
for you.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings Craig home and he puts him to bed and he comes downstairs that night and he's like, being, he's like just like thinking like, God, like, so we have to track down some guy named Skinny to see if we can get Craig's guitar back. Who even calls himself Skinny? And then Caitlin says what we're all thinking and goes, who calls himself Spike or Snake or Wheels? And he's like, oh, stop being empathetic. And he's like, I just wish I could punch that guy right in the face. And Caitlin's like, well, what if he's another Craig? Like, what if he's mentally ill too? Which he doesn't seem it, but they don't know him.
Right. But her point is, and then Joey's like, okay, but he like, he beat up Craig in the street. And she's like, yeah, but Craig beat you up in your own house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then it's just like, that's when they realize, they're like, all we do is fight. Mm-hmm. We are not a good match.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we can't get married. I don't even think we can be together. And then Joey is like, are you going to take that job in LA? And Caitlin's like, yeah, I've been thinking about it. Then we go to back to filming the movie and it's their Canadian graduation, and it's a graduation scene. What can I say?
Jay's like, thank you all for being so Canadian and for like being hot young people. It's great. And Silent Bob does his Silent Bob thing where he's like, actually, we're going to have a really erudite conversation now. And
yeah.
It's going to be really interesting. And we're going to talk about like how cool it is that Canada has such excellent classic literature. And like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then they toss their graduation caps and everybody's like, yay. And then it's a wrap on filming the movie and they're all really happy and excited. Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about how in the prom episode or in the prom, how in the prom section of the movie, Apollonia and Jason Mewes are dancing at the prom. And then Apollonia says, Jason or Jay, if you really love me, you're going to have to wait till I'm 18. And he's like, okay, how long is that? And she's like, well, I'm a freshman.
And then he's like, are there any seniors here?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
And so then they wrap the movie. Everybody's clapping and shit. And Caitlin brings Craig to set. And Kevin congratulates her on the Ryan's Planet revival. And Joey walks out and he's sad, and Craig is behind him and he's like, hey, what's going on? What's wrong? And Joey fully breaks down and is like, I don't want her to go. And then he's like sobbing and Craig is like, hey, I'm here and I'll help you through this. I'm not going anywhere. And he hugs him and then Joey walks back into where I'm about to cry again. And then Joey walks back into where they're shooting the movie and they're all like, you know, drinking, I'm assuming it's non-alcoholic champagne, cider or whatever. And he takes a glass and he looks at Caitlin from across the way and he raises his glass and she raises her glass to him. And that's when it freeze frames. And that's a wrap on Joey and Caitlin.
Hell yeah.
They don't get back together.
Good. Good, they don't belong together.
I understand that, but it still hurts.
Sure. I mean, they were a major part of your life for a long time. Yeah. 4 seasons.
I'm just sad. And I'm sad for Joey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this isn't the last time we see Caitlin, but her role in the show is very, very reduced after this.
I'm sure. Yeah, she's going to LA.
Yeah. In fact, I think there is a chance that we don't see her again until season 6.
Oh, wow.
I'm not entirely sure about that. Maybe even 7. I'm not entirely sure about that.
Okay.
But yeah, and that's a wrap on season 4.
Yeah, we did it.
We did it. We got through it. I guess like, what are your thoughts on this episode and the season as a whole?
I can't say I really remember what happened in this season versus the whole show. So I don't really know how I can speak to that, but this episode, pretty good. Pretty good. I love being right. That's cool. I think like, you know, I think it did a good job of like being fun and being interesting. And the acting was really good.
Yeah.
I could do with 1,000,000% less Jason Mewes, but yeah, it was good. It was a good one.
Yeah, I agree. What would you rate these episodes?
I think I'll give this pair of episodes I'm going to give this pair of episodes 4 plane tickets to London.
Nice. I'll also give this episode 4 stolen guitars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had, I think it really just had everything. It had Craig's mental illness stuff, which like Jake Epstein is such a good actor.
He is.
He, whenever he pulls this out for Craig, like it's so good. And the writing for Craig's mental illness is always really good.
Mm-hmm.
We had Joey and Caitlin's breakup story, which broke my heart. I cried at the end and I was not expecting to. We had a fun guest star who not only was good and fun, but like was Kevin Smith. And we had like little cameos from literally all of our characters. Like Toby was in it. JT was in it. Mm-hmm. Manny, Paige, all of them. No Marco. No Marco, no Alex.
That's true.
We had Spinner. We had Jay.
Yeah.
I think it was just a really nicely well-rounded pair of episodes. No snake. Yeah. Mm-mm. Spike, but no snake.
No hot
Tzolak'os.
Yeah.
Which is honestly, well, maybe if Miss Hot Tzolak'os was there, Jason Mewes wouldn't have been hitting on all the underage girls.
He would have been hitting on her.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if Miss Hot Tzolak'os is there, I think it's a completely different episode where it's just Jay and Silent Bob competing for her love.
Yeah. So where do you think these plot lines are going to go for these characters? And now I'm not going to let you go off the rails like you do all the time now. I'm going to give you parameters.
Okay.
Where do you think this plot line is going to go for Craig specifically with his mental illness?
I think he, well, I want this to be,
or actually, can I change my question?
Yeah.
Where do you think this is going to go for Craig and Ashley? Like where they stand?
I hope they're done.
Okay.
It'd be cool if Ashley never comes back from London.
Oh my God. Well, she doesn't never come back.
I don't want her like plane to crash, but
oh
like,
my God.
Oh, I don't want that.
I know, but like,
okay. But maybe she just like never gets on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then gets crashed into by a different plane in the airport.
Okay. All right.
Okay, enough of that. That's not nice. I mean it, but it's not nice. And then, yeah, I mean, I think I would like to see Craig be able to be like, okay, when I'm on my meds, I'm a good, normal person and everyone should treat me like a normal person. And Ashley doesn't do that. Mm-hmm. So Ashley got to go.
Okay.
I would like him to get there on his own.
Okay. Okay. Where do you think this, I already told you kind of like what happens with Joey and Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happens with the movies? With the movie and stuff.
Oh, I assumed we never saw it again.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
It is interesting that one of my favorite episodes or pairs of episodes featured very few plot lines for the actual characters.
Yeah. Well, we've known this for a while. We really like when we get Joey Caitlin stuff.
Yeah. Like good. Well, Joey's not a great actor, but he did a very good job in this episode.
Yeah.
But like good actors playing out well-written parts is actually surprisingly what I'm into.
The adult plot lines are always really well written.
Yeah.
Like even like when we have to suffer through Spike acting, but like even the Snake and Spike stuff from the earlier seasons was really compelling and fun. Like Emma having to figure out how to navigate her mom dating her teacher.
Right.
The Snake and Spike wedding episode is really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, I think we really just value the adult plot lines on this show. And
well, and I think that the writers have a better handle on them.
They do.
And like, I don't know this to be true, but my guess is somebody in that writer's room has direct experience with bipolar disorder because that stuff is coming through really clearly.
Really
cleanly.
Clearly.
And, when they try to write other things, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, like teenagers dating their teachers.
Yeah, that was... Oh, you know what? When you asked about how I like the season overall, I hated that, and I will never stop hating it, and I put it out of my brain, and that's why I forgot. But big thumbs down on the season because of Mr. Matt...
Oleander. Yeah, I understand that.
I knew it was wrong.
I understand that.
And it's not because that plot can't be handled in a good way. It's because it was not handled in a good way.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm debating if I want to ask you a prediction. I guess I should ask you a prediction on the actual next episode, yeah. which is season 5, episode 1.
Okay.
But then I also want to ask you like a prediction for the season.
Sure,
if I gave you like, okay, yeah, let's just do the episode first. And then I'll try and give you a couple little like hinty thingies here and there to see if you can guess.
Okay.
See if you can predict some stuff that's going to happen in season 5.
Great. Great.
So the next episode, I don't even have to refer to this because I know it. It's a pretty iconic episode.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's as iconic as any of the other ones we've already hit.
Okay.
But it's a pretty iconic one. Season 5, episode 1 is called Venus, and it is, I believe, a two-parter.
Okay.
And our main player is Manny.
Okay. Venus. Well, it sounds like it's a, just based on the title, it sounds like a Manny like embracing womanhood kind of situation.
Okay.
So I think she takes over the spirit squad, and transforms it into something that's a little more, transgressive in that it's like I don't know. I'm not trying to say it's like the word that keeps coming to mind is feminist. That's not what I'm trying to say. I think she, I don't know, she like she takes control of the spirit squad and makes it more than cheerleaders. They actually like, which is kind of demeaning to cheerleaders a little bit, which is not what I mean to do. But
oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. She takes control of the spirit squad and like makes it something bigger than cheer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, yeah, they do become prostitutes and they start a brothel in the school. Yeah.
Would you believe that that happens? It's not a, like a brothel, but like late in the series, Zoe becomes captain of the cheer squad and has them sell nudes. I think I've told you this before.
I think you have.
It's really funny. A crazy plot line.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got.
You didn't have a joke prediction?
Oh yeah. I thought you were reining me in. Okay. Yeah. I think Manny gets really into botany. And she has a number of Venus flytraps that she has around the school. And she becomes kind of a Poison Ivy type character, mm-hmm. in that she can talk to plants. She can make plants do her will. And she becomes obsessed with turning the planet green and killing the Batman.
I bet Emma loves that.
Emma's super into it. And Emma becomes kind of like a little bit of a Harley Quinn. And yeah, they have a lesbian relationship.
There is something that I must spoil for you about season 5, episode 1.
Okay.
And it is that Manny shows up with this haircut.
Oh, wow. So, oh, okay. So Manny becomes a middle-aged mom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not her best hair moment.
Yeah, she looks like my mother.
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay. Those are good predictions. Those are very good predictions. So season 5 as a whole...
Mm-hmm.
We get one new main character. Let me change that, actually. Jay and Alex are added to the opening credits because they are now full-time characters.
Oh, nice. Okay. Good for Alex. That sucks about Jay.
But also, we get one completely new character.
Okay.
And they do show up in episode 1 of season 5.
Oh, so it's Manny's plants.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. What else happens in season 5? Spinner starts a new relationship in season 5.
Okay.
Can you, any guesses on with who?
Miss Hatzalakos? let's see. Emma?
I don't know.
Because she's the only one who feels empathy for him. It's very much like a Rick situation where everyone hates.
You'd think she'd learn her lesson.
No, Emma doesn't learn lessons. That's part of her thing.
So true. Two characters who, I guess that's kind of like the same thing. Well, no, not really. So in addition to Spinner starting a new relationship with someone, mm-hmm. two characters who were not originally romantically involved become mm-hmm. romantically involved. And
okay.
both of these characters have been romantically involved with other people in the past.
Oh, okay. So that rules out Toby.
yeah.
let's see. I think we've finally...
I take it back. I don't take it back, but it's not that they become romantically involved. There is shipping to be had.
Okay. I'm going to say it's Jimmy and Manny.
Okay.
Just because I think it'd be cool for Degrassi to try something like
new
interracial.
Season 6.
Oh, they do have JT and Liberty.
Yeah, they do have JT and Liberty.
But we've talked about Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty is first and foremost a nerd. She is not black. You're 100% correct. Yeah. But season 6, I think you'll be happy to see what happens in season 6.
Ashley dies?
No. what else? What else happens in season 5?
Ashley and Spinner and Jay are all in one big car crash?
No.
And die?
Okay. No, unfortunately.
I should stop joking about this.
You
but
should.
I can't.
You really should.
Okay, I will.
I this don't want to the... keep it being a Spinner thing.
Okay.
But I do have another Spinner plot to like see if you can predict.
Okay.
Spinner goes through a transformation of sorts.
Spinner gropes boobs.
Spinner grows boobs.
It's not a joke.
It sounds like he said gropes boobs.
Spinner
which
gropes
like,
boobs.
No, that makes sense.
Which, but they're on Spinner's body.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
What?
Literally, this makes three couples. That because like I said, the Spinner thing, Spinner starts a new relationship. Mm-hmm. Then I said the thing about the two characters who were not originally romantically involved. Mm-hmm. There's another two characters. Maybe this is why I will say this. A few of the ships that exist in season 5 are some of my favorites. And I think this is like explanatory of why. Somebody goes on a sexuality journey.
Oh. Okay. That would be a good transformation for Spinner, but I don't think that that's who it is based on the context of the conversation.
Okay.
I think Spinner's transformative experience is he changes his entire look mm-hmm. and becomes a preppy boy.
Okay.
Because he's trying to get in the good graces of Hot Zalakos to get back into normal school.
Okay. I love that.
and I wonder who could date Marco or is the new character a lesbian who entices, let's say, Alex. Yeah.
Okay.
So and if somebody dates Marco, it's Spinner. No, it can't be.
No. So you think it's Alex who goes on the sexuality journey?
I think it's Alex who goes on the sexuality journey.
Okay.
But
cool.
So maybe she takes Emma along with her. I don't know.
Emma, you said?
I did.
I think if we got that reboot today, Emma, like, and if it were like a full reboot of like we're just making the same characters again, Emma would be bisexual.
Yeah,
I
for
do
sure.
think that
for sure.
Yeah. What were you gonna say?
No, that's
oh okay. I'm trying to figure out a way to say this that doesn't. It's not gonna spoil anything.
Paige gets a new dad.
Oh, okay. Here's how I'll put it. JT gets into a little bit of trouble.
Ooh, okay. Does JT finally start hacking with Toby? Because remember, they were able to hack into the school mainframe,
yeah.
but now they start hacking like banks and shit?
Maybe.
And they start anonymous?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. I think those are all of the big plot points I wanted to tease for you.
Okay.
Now, before we go, we have an email to read.
Okay.
Another email.
Great.
This is from Tish. She had sent it way back in February and I just forgot. So
sorry, Tish.
Let me read over it and make sure that there isn't anything spoilery in it.
There's a Degrassi musical at UCB that I'm not allowed to see
because
maybe there's spoilers, but I just wanted to give a shout out to that. If anybody's in the Los Angeles
yes.
area, you should go to that.
Please go to it. I might try to go to it. I don't think I'll be able to. What day is it again?
I don't remember. It's a Monday, but I don't remember which one. Mm-hmm. perhaps April 29th.
Oh, okay, then maybe I will.
That sounds right to me.
Okay, so I need you to read up until the word context.
Okay.
This is from Tish.
Hi, Ezra. As requested, an email for you to read on air. First up, Keely, thanks for the time that you have mentioned me on your pod. Anyway, inspired by Keely saying some of the famous lines from the show at the end of 4x13, I thought I would share some of my favorite no context.
So now I'm going to read those lines to you, and you're going to have to tell me what context. If this is rapid fire. It's not a full prediction. What context do you think these lines are being said in?
Okay.
All right. Number one, you want low maintenance? Data Honda.
Okay, that's Paige talking to anyone.
Okay. I will say a lot of these lines are from later in the series. So you might not know the characters that say these.
Well, then how am I going to guess?
Well, I mean, you can say, like, I think a character is doing this or whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to just use the characters I know.
Okay. Number two, she's not a lesbian. She's my friend.
Okay, that's Emma introducing Ellie to Spike.
I see that. We've got, why did you wear a garment that couldn't contain your ample bosom?
Okay, that's...
It's crazy to read these and then, like, be reminded of when they show up in the series.
I think that's... wait, say it again.
Why did you wear a garment that couldn't contain your ample bosom?
Okay, that's... there's a teacher we don't know yet.
Okay.
Who is trying to be very politically correct when dealing with a nip slip.
That's really funny. We've got LGBT club. What is that, a sandwich?
Okay. That is Marco's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Just when he wakes
existing.
Up.
Imagine waking up. LGBT club. What is that, a sandwich?
And Marco's mom was like, what dreams have you been having?
All right. And our last one is, too bad you can't cure bitch.
That's Manny talking about Paige to anyone.
That really tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tish also said, P.S. Also, I listened to the latest episode. This was back in February. and Keely mentioned some famous nudes, and most of them were teen drama stars. So I was wondering, have you seen any other teen drama, Ezra?
Teen drama? What?
Like, have you, what other, because I think this episode was when I mentioned, like, Vanessa Hudgens. Shows. Yeah, Vanessa Hudgens nudes, Dylan Sprouse's nudes. And those are usually, like, all, like, teen stars. Are there any teen dramas that you watched?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I watched Skins.
Mm-hmm.
What else is a teen drama? I probably yes.
We just watched Harlan Coben's Shelter.
Shelter.
That was a teen drama.
Yeah, that was a really fun one.
It was good.
Like,
did you not watch One Tree Hill?
I didn't watch One Tree Hill. No, no.
Gossip Girl.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, those are, like, the big ones, really.
Okay.
Dawson's Creek.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Teen dramas aren't your thing.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
I watched the Degrassi parody on Kroll Show.
Yeah.
Wheelchair School or whatever it was
mm-hmm.
called. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, yeah. You're new to this.
Yeah. I feel like there's something I'm forgetting that is, like, a big one that you didn't list that I did watch, but mm-hmm. I can't put my finger on it.
Euphoria.
Well, yeah.
Euphoria. Yeah, you watched Euphoria. Euphoria.
Yeah. That's not, no, something from the past. Oh, I don't know, Seinfeld, but
Seinfeld, but they're all teenagers. That would be.
It's a fun idea.
Incredible.
Oh, my God. Instead of turning a kid show adult, turning an adult show kid.
That's really funny.
Uh-huh.
That's a really funny concept.
Yeah.
I don't know what you could do that with.
Seinfeld High.
Seinfeld High.
It's just the same.
It's
George,
the same.
George
they
is
all
still
act
like,
the same.
I was in the pool.
Yeah.
But it was just for gym class.
But okay. Well, this was a nice.
Kramer just always barges into Jerry's classes and the teacher's like, what are you doing here? Newman is the school police officer.
I need to go back to work.
I do too.
So this was a fun episode. This was a fun season.
It was.
We're done with season four with so much, a nice little walk down memory lane of all that happened this season. Rick came back, got bullied. He shot Jimmy. Jimmy spent half the season in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Sean killed Rick. Remember when Sean Cameron killed the guy?
Yeah.
Sean killed Rick. He moved back to Wasega Beach because he couldn't handle being a murderer anymore. JT and Liberty got together. Mm-hmm. Manny saw JT use a penis pump.
That was this season?
That was... Maybe not.
That feels like last season to me.
I think it was last season.
I don't know. Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm looking at me like that.
Okay.
Yeah. What else happened? Craig found out he had bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. He and Ashley vowed to work through it together. Then she promptly dumped him.
Yeah. Ashley sucks so much. And look, it's a lot to put on a teen.
It is.
Like, I fully empathize with that part of it, but just be upfront with your feelings, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Spinner ruined all of his relationships and friendships except for the one he has with Jay.
Which he only has because he lost all the other ones.
Yep. Yep. And Joey and Caitlin are no longer together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ellie and Sean
lived together for a while.
And then no longer lived together. And then Ellie went back and lived with her mom and had a weird homoerotic gambling relationship with Alex for a little bit there.
That's right. Yes. That's why I think Alex is the lesbian.
Yeah. But yeah, this was a good season. This is the season, truly. Mm. Like, if you point out, if you ask anybody if they watch Degrassi, they will always refer to stuff that happened in this season or season three, because they'll probably be thinking of Manny and her thong. Mm. But yeah, great season. Based on this episode and this season, season four, episodes 21 and 22, going down the road, are you a Degrassi fan?
Well, I'll say the season as a whole was pretty strong. Mm-hmm. The things I didn't like, I really didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
My like overall feeling toward Degrassi definitely like dipped pretty hard for a while. Mm-hmm. But this pair of episodes was much better than it had been for a while, even though the last episode I feel like ticked up in the right direction too. So I don't know. I'm like, if what made this at the same time though, I'm like, what made this work for me was that we got less of the kids, more of a guest star, and more of the adults, and this show is about the kids, so
yeah,
I think
so
the
maybe
answer has to be no.
Yeah,
because even though I like this episode more, it's only because it did less of what Degrassi is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. Having sit through my egg farts and my multiple exits to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Are we cutting all that? Should I say that?
You can keep it. Mm-hmm. I've definitely kept egg farts, I think.
Okay.
Because it goes into us talking about the egg salad lady on TikTok.
Oh, that's right. Really funny. Yeah, we have to do that. Okay. So having sat through my egg farts while I shit on your favorite show, do you still love me?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Yeah, because you look like Kevin Smith, and he was kind of hot in this episode. So.
He was. He was.
That
fucked me.
So we both have to go back to work.
We do.
So we're gonna end this here. Mm-hmm. But where can the people find you on social media?
I'm at Ezra Partier on Instagram. You can check out the Daily Misinformer for my political news jokes, or at Headbutt Comedy for improv, or at Public Breakup for sketch. We're gonna be in Montreal very soon. We're excited about that.
Canada.
And we're gonna have monthly shows at UCB. Going forward, just starting
that's
in May.
Exciting.
Very excited about that. On top, and our show every other month at the Broadwater. So a lot of sketch comedy to come see. And
that's great. It's so exciting.
Where can they find you, babe?
They can find me at OMG It's Key on Instagram and TikTok. You can find the podcast at Cuckoo Bananas Podcast on Instagram. And you can email us at cuckoobananaspodcast@gmail.com. Okay. Well, I'm going to go listen to 31 Taylor Swift songs again. because Tortured Poets Department just came out and it was very good.
And I'm going to go find my headphones.
next week, I don't know. Do you want a break between seasons? Should I go to Daniel instead?
No. I think we should do more powering through.
Okay. Let's. I think we're going to do season 5, episode 1. Just, you know, start season 5 off strong and then maybe do a character analysis episode with Daniel. And then...
If you want to do a character analysis, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would also like to start season 5 off strong so it doesn't feel like, because I think it's very easy to take a little break between seasons and then never want to go back.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so next week, stay tuned for season 5, episode 1, Venus, and 2. Season 5, episode 1 and 2, Venus. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited to get there.
Yeah, well, we'll finally see Degrassi destroy the Batman.
I'm also really excited because I feel like there's something in that episode that you're going to have a lot of fun with.
Where is she? And by she, I mean Miss Hatzilakos.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Bye-bye.